This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, it's time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You have found the spot, perhaps not in the same time. It depends on the time frame. This program is broadcast from Friday through the weekend all over the place. So by the time we're done, we'll hit about 400 and some odd stations with our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, under the leadership, the gentle and smart leadership of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have the charts for the week of February 10th to the 14th, also posted at Talkers.com, where you hear Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So it's all about talk, 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 talk. And this proves once and for all, Michael, that talk is not cheap.
Under the well, I'll tell you, you never told me it's on 400 and some odd radio stations. I don't know if I can handle the pressure.
Really? Are you afraid?
Good.
Are you scared?
I'm scared. Here we go. All right, number 10, still talking about it, although it was big at the beginning of the week, the Oscars and the award for annoying a large segment of the population, or the award for Shut Up and Act, goes to...
keep your political comments to yourself.
Mr. Pitt and Mr. Phoenix.
I thought Phoenix, actually, Joaquin Phoenix, had a lot to say that was right on. But Brad Pitt, as soon as he took that shot, if you look at the Nielsen, although I don't know anybody's got a Nielsen box. Have you ever had? Do you know anybody who's got a Nielsen box?
I've often had times when they've contacted me to do it.
Really?
I've always told them I'm in the media and it wouldn't be.
No, I feel badly. Nobody's ever contacted me. I never get picked for anything. I never win anything. God.
Well,
anyway,
it's just because you live in a place nobody can find you out in the remote rural farmland of Framingham, Massachusetts.
Right. Exactly. Where nobody's vote counts. All right, so anyway, the idea that after Brad Pitt said what he did, viewership dropped by 20% within the next minute and a half, I thought that was pretty... I mean, with these people, after a while, you'd think, is it so important to tell people what you think? Is it so compelling?
It's
you think
not
people
smart.
Give a damn?
It's no, not it smart. I was interviewed the other day on one of the leading business shows, the small business program, and I was advising people in business, especially if you're in a small business in a community where people know you, be careful about what you say politically if you care about having this largest possible base of customers. Because if you are political at this particular time, you're going to lose friends, you're going to lose customers, you're going to lose audience, unless politics is the subject, as it is in news talk radio. But the Oscars are supposed to be the movie industry. Yes, it has controversy. Yes, it takes stands. But they're very foolish to have in their national telecast and their national, you know, awards celebration, celebrating the industry of film. They're very silly to become politically charged and controversial, I think.
I remember when, you know, Ed McMahon and I were great friends during the last 10 years or so of his life. And one of the things that I always got a kick out of when people would approach him and they tease him about selling Alpo or Budweiser beer or whatever it is. And I remember, actually, he was invited when Richard Nixon was inaugurated the second time. Nixon called McMahon and asked him to arrange for the inaugural ball and the entertainment and all of that stuff. And Ed said he didn't even know what my politics were. And I will tell you, I had suspicions over the years that I knew him, but I never really knew. He never really said what his politics were. And he was very, he said, I want everybody to buy Alpo. And so if you automatically eliminate half of the audience if you take a position on one side or the other. So if everybody thinks you're a good guy and doesn't know what your politics, they have no reason not to buy Alpo, which I thought was pretty smart. Right.
No, he was a man who was in touch with the facts of his position. Now, that's not to say that it's wrong to express political opinion. And, you know, when you have something like maybe the old timers in the audience will remember the Smothers Brothers. They were thrown off CBS because they got too politically controversial. You know, and that was an interesting case where the politics became part of their act. And then their act became not necessarily desirable by a network that was looking to have the biggest possible audience.
Right.
But if you're selling Alpo and you're in a general American forum, as the Tonight Show was back in the day before it became, you know, so politicized as these shows are today, McMahon was being very reasonable.
Yeah, you know? Right. Smart about it. Yeah.
So,
and that brings me around to terms of not only the Oscars and the movie people, but also late night television. I find Stephen Colbert to be about as nauseous as anybody that I've come across. And I think it is in part because of his political persuasion, but the way he's so smarmy about it. I mean, he gets an audience, obviously, and they figured out how to do it so that it, you know, gets him enough to pay the bills. But I just, and Kimmel's used to it. He's not so bad as he used to, but they all love to take shots at Trump. And, you know, what is that, 40% of the audience or whatever it is? I mean, I don't take shots at Trump. People know how I feel about him and under the circumstances. I think that's part of the news talk radio world. But am I missing something here?
The only thing you're missing is the fact that the late night shows have purposefully targeted the same audience talk radio does now.
But on the other side of the coin.
Right. But it's a targeted effort. It's not, they figure they'll have a bigger audience by super serving that segment with political satire and political comedy than necessarily going after the crowd that during the Zsa Zsa Gabor era.
Right. Know. So does that mean that my politics are obvious because I don't like Colbert? I don't want to listen to him.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. I really do. I think you tip your bias with that.
Well,
because
but the
people
other
that people that people that are Trump people that are Trump critics think Colbert is fantastic.
I just, but I'm not a, you know, in terms of Trump, I've made it very clear on the air. I think Michael Bloomberg would make a great president, frankly. And it seems a lot more people are beginning to agree with me along that line. And so, but in the way I do it, because all the stuff on the program that I do Monday through Friday, the DJV show, is couched with opinion from different points of view, and actually none of us agree on who ought to be the next president, but it makes for a lively discussion, and people feel secure because they know that their point of view is being heard. And that maybe is a different way. Is that a different way of doing it?
No, you're biased. You're completely biased, and that's okay. Right. It's part of your charm. Saying that you're for Bloomberg doesn't in any way, shape, or form act as a counterpoint to Trump. In my opinion, they're the same guy.
Really?
I am fighting the impulse to root for Bloomberg to win the nomination, just so we could see the spectacle of King Kong versus Godzilla, or maybe Godzilla versus Rodan.
Well.
Or Mothra. Come on. These guys are going to sling mud and insults. They're already doing it.
Yeah, this week, the Twitter stuff back and forth, I was thinking, oh, Michael Bloomberg shouldn't go down there. Don't follow with Trump. But
He will. He can't resist.
What did he call him? A circus barker or something? What was that?
Oh, yeah. A circus con man. And Trump is calling him Little Michael. This is insane, but you know Bloomberg is you know the Democrats are stuck between a rock and a hard place. On one level, Bernie Sanders is the Trump of the Democrats in 2020. They don't want him to win. He's not a Democrat. He's a socialist.
Right.
Just like the let's face it, the conservative establishment in 2016 were terrified of Trump because he wasn't a conservative.
Right. They didn't want him in there.
Dismantled the whole Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, you know, Tea Party lock on the Republican Party at that point. He was considered, in many ways, a liberal.
Yeah.
And come on, Bloomberg, a Democrat? Bloomberg is a Republican. He's a pro-business, pro-Chinese government. I mean, he's so far to the right that it's a joke. It's opportunism.
Don't
get me started.
No, but here's a prediction. See what you think of this. I figure when Bernie gets screwed out of the nomination, that AOC and that bunch will form a third party. I think you'll find it won't be called the Socialist Party, but it'll be called something. And I think there'll be some momentum behind it because there are a lot of people, especially younger people, who love Bernie and want to see him have a chance. And when the Democratic National Committee screws him out of that, which they're going to do because they're already at it, then that means, okay, it's bets are off for DNC. Let's start a new party. And I'll bet you there's
going to be traction. you think Bernie's going to do very, very well in the forthcoming primaries?
Depending on the voter. You're looking at ages and demographics and stuff. I think the younger voters, millennials especially, think Bernie is fabulous and that he's going to get a lot of traction. And so what happens when he comes up with a number, all the votes, and they don't give it to him?
Well, it will be controversial, but I doubt that AOC will start her own party. I think she'll just bide her time till the millennials get older, get more influential. Bernie will be looked upon as a, he was the guy that paved the way, and then they'll all try to take over the party.
Here's you want this latest speculation?
Yeah.
Here's the speculation. You've seen all the ads that Bloomberg's done with Obama at the forefront. Obama introduced him, and he couldn't have run those spots if Obama didn't say, yeah, you can use me and have me tout you and have it continue. So I'm thinking Obama.
Obama doesn't have a copyright on his name.
No, but he would have said something at this point if he didn't think that it was appropriate to do it. He would have said something. But the behind-the-scenes maneuvering apparently points to if Bloomberg gets the nod, he's going to ask Michelle Obama to be his vice presidential running mate. What do you think of that?
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
I think that's possible. There's also speculation that he'll have Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, I've thought about
be
that.
Be his running mate.
Yeah.
These are all fun things to speculate.
Yeah,
of course, the answer, you know, is out there. The truth is out there, and we're not there yet. We'll find out. So I have nine more
wait until I do a couple of commercials, and then you can keep going. But this is good. We're helping people who understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the expert, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Power Swabs want you to know that the future is bright if you have bright white teeth. How about that for a claim? And this company was started by a dentist named Martin Ginniger. He created a formula that was all natural to clean your teeth. It's a whitening product that's formulated to whiten, clean, and polish your teeth. This is a fabulous, all-natural product. There's no fluoride. There's no chemicals. There's no nothing in it. It's a whitening way, the lightning whitening way. How do you like that for a duo? A lightning whitening way. It works in 5 minutes to whiten your teeth. So even though the holidays are behind us, the parties are behind us, don't you want to look your best all the time? Cringeworthy, discolored teeth, ugly. Ugh. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be ready for whoever the next engagement, the next job, the next person in your life, whatever it is. Only takes 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like the other whitening treatments, no matter whether it's a toothpaste, whether it's something you stick in your mouth on a tray. If you're not happy with the way your teeth look, call 800-208-1797. 40% off the original manufacturer's price, additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. All yours right now, 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code for the discount. Get that bright smile that you really want to have. With Power Swabs, 800-208-1797 is the magic number.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This week's Talk Radio Top 10, courtesy of the work at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, for the middle of February. These are the stories and the people we... Actually, we haven't gotten too far with the list yet. Maybe we need to go back to that, but we had some interesting discussion about, and it really started with our overview of the Oscars, which is number 10 this week. So, Michael, would you please go back? Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with us to go through the stories. So we've got 10, the Oscars. Where do we go from there?
All right, well, I think from number 10 we should go to number 9.
Good idea.
And, that's artificial intelligence tied with facial recognition technology. At number 8... people are still talking about Rush Limbaugh's diagnosis and social media issues, arising from that and the controversy that Limbaugh generates.
I saw a cartoon that appalled me, and I said so. And somebody put it was a cartoon that's gone around. You may have seen it, of a bunch of KKK guys. And the question under the caps, then one of them had the Medal of Freedom around his neck in the cartoon, and pick which one is Rush Limbaugh, you know, that kind of stuff. And I said, I responded to it, not funny. I said, I didn't think that is funny. I didn't see anything. How was that? And that's kind of indicative of the kind of crap that you see around today with people and their nauseous need to be heard. How does that further anything, whether you agree or disagree? I mean, it's just disgusting. Anyway, did you see that?
No, I hadn't seen that one, but I've seen a lot of very distasteful things, and people are nasty. I mean, the internet and social media have brought out a dark side of human nature that always existed.
The cowards.
Yeah, they are cowards.
Cowards. Yeah.
You know,
Remember that old song, Kenny Rogers, "The Coward of the County"? Remember that?
Yes. those were one of those great story songs.
Yeah.
Right. We need more story songs.
Oh, I knew a man named Doug Stephan. He changed radio.
Really? When do we record that?
You have to have a deep voice. You have to be born to read
Ringo. Yeah. Or he was a giant of a man.
Bring back Frankie Lane.
He went back in the mine, and there lies a big, big,
big,
man,
big John.
Big Doug.
John.
He was a farmer by day, a talk show host in the morning. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to number seven.
Just in
before,
time.
Yeah, really, just before I went over the line, just mm-hmm. as hands were going toward the radio dial.
Man. Stop.
And number stop in the name of talk. Mm-hmm. At number seven, we have health care reform, immigration reform, climate change, and homelessness. These are general issues. Homelessness is now in the mix. It's a big topic on radio
horrible.
All across the country.
I had something stolen from my car the second time in a month in Los Angeles. My gym bag. I mean, what the hell is somebody going to do with my gym bag? But, reached in the window.
It depends on what's in it.
Nothing was in it except dirty stuff from the gym.
Delightful.
Yeah, fabulous.
All right, let's go to number six. Trump budget please. Deficit in the economy. That's a big deal. At number five, the coronavirus, U.S.-China relations, and the Equifax breach has been traced to China. I'm telling you, they're dangerous, Doug.
Yes, they are.
And number four, Bloomberg stop and frisk comments and race relations. At number three, a complicated story that is gigantic, the Roger Stone sentencing and the whole Department of Justice brouhaha. Number two, we have the aftermath of the impeachment. And at number one, the presidential race and the specific incident, the New Hampshire primary. So that's basically the top 10 stories on the chart. And after the break, I'll be happy to deliver the top 10 people being talked about in those stories.
That's true. And we'll have some ancillary conversation about other things from Michael's point of view, his view as the CEO of Talkers Magazine. They are on top of all of this, talking to talk radio folks, talk radio hosts, and watching the programs and stations around the country. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House is responding to comments from Attorney General William Barr about the president's tweets applauding the Justice Department for overriding sentencing recommendations for his longtime confidant Roger Stone. Barr tells ABC,
I'm not going to be bullied or influenced by anybody. I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
The White House says the president isn't bothered by the interview and still has confidence in the Attorney General. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was giving the president some advice as he spoke with Brett Baer on Fox News.
The president made a great choice when he picked Bill Barr to be attorney general. I think the president should listen to his advice. I think that if the attorney general says it's getting in the way of doing his job, maybe the president should listen to the attorney general.
This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
After 26 for the new hour, second half hour of our weekly episodic adventure with Michael Harrison. A lot of new people are listening in this time frame. This program is actually broadcast all weekend long, starting on Friday. A lot of stations carrying it in various times. Some stations, Michael, even air it twice. Can you imagine?
Wow, they must really be hard up for programming.
That was so terrible.
No, I don't mean that. They know it. I'm honored.
Yes, you are honored.
Yeah, does this mean but we only have to do it once, right? We don't have to like go and do it every time for.
No, there's a magical, there's a miracle called the recording mechanism,
which
allows us to do the same thing.
I can't remember half of what we said. I mean,
Well, that's probably because half of it isn't worth remembering.
Yeah. Shall we do the people? Shall we go through the
list? People list from number 10 to number 1.
Okay, here we go.
Perusal. Yes.
At number 10, we have Brad Pitt and Joaquin. Wait, how do you pronounce his name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, yes. Joaquin Phoenix.
Yep.
And we have at number 9, Rush Limbaugh. At number 8, Xi Jinping. At number 7, Alexander Vittman and John Kelly. Michael Bloomberg is at 6. Roger Stone is at 5. Elizabeth Warren's at 4. Number 3 is Amy Klobuchar and Joe Biden. Number 2, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. And number 1, Donald J. Trump. Wow.
Do you think enough? Let's talk about the coronavirus here as it is impactful in many different ways. I thought it was very interesting. You know, a lot of people are talking about podcasts every time we turn around in our business. But, you know, people that are Kara's age, for example, Kara is the line producer of the program, Kara Schillen, and she listens to a lot of podcasts. I don't know. I shouldn't say never because I listen to your podcast, but I mean, I don't feel like there's an urgency for me. I like listening, excuse me, especially, well, now I've sort of turned back into listening to some good talk radio programs. I find myself, especially when I'm in Los Angeles, where I am most of the time this time of year, listening to there's three really good talk radio stations there, and so I find myself going back and forth between them only because I found something new. I mean, listening to KFI, there are some very entertaining shows on that. That may be the number one talk station in the country, from my perspective anyway. Then there's KRLA. Jennifer's on the morning show there, and they have the usual Salem Bill Affair, and there's some pretty good hosts there. I've been listening to Ben Shapiro, who's on KBC there. I hadn't listened to him much before. I don't know whether it's like or dislike. I don't know what it is. I find, though, whenever there's an ad on KRLA, I go to KRLA, but I also, KFI, I hit the button for KBC in the afternoon because I want to hear what Shapiro has to say. Is that, what do you think? He's young, what is he, in his 30s? You know him, I don't know him. I don't know really at all.
Well, compared to many of the other people that are heard on the talk radio dial, yeah, Ben is young. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he's in his 30s or 40s. He's somewhere. He's 30 something.
Late 30s.
Yeah. Definitely a young voice.
Yeah. But, what do you think of his approach to things? He's pretty, not mechanical, but he's very knowledgeable. Maybe that's it. He's very
direct.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what you think.
Well, you asked me what I think, and then you told me what you think.
I know.
Well, that's one of the things that's great about working with you. You ask the tough questions, and you answer them.
Let me slap my wrist there. All right, please. Ben Shapiro.
Oh, he's fine. He's good. He's a bright light on the horizon of this field. I'm all for the diversity of all ages, all genders, all races, and all political ideologies. I don't think the talk radio has to be one thing. If there's anything, when people say, why are you doing that? You should do, you know, like telling conservatives, you should have liberals on. Or no, let conservatives be conservatives. Just all these stations that are doing nothing, have some liberal formats, hire people that are young, give them a chance, don't have age discrimination against those who are old, seasoned performers bring something to the table. I just think there's plenty of channels out there, even on the standard AM and FM dial, that are underutilized, and there are audiences for all of these things. So I'm for the expansion of the conversation, and I like to include as many different voices, and I don't just mean left-right. I mean all different demographic types should be in the conversation, because that's reflective of reality, Doug.
Also where the audience is going. I mean, if you look around at some of the stats that come out of the ratings companies, there are a lot of younger people who are not only listening to the radio, but listening to these podcasts. And so I noted with interest that there was even a new coronavirus podcast that started up this week. It'll have a short lifespan, to be sure, but under the circumstances, who finds these, and how do you go? Yours is promoted in Talkers and promoted here in this program, and the other show that you do for The Wonk. We know that there's a good podcast there, but I wonder how some of these people that don't have any other means of promoting, how they get the huge audiences.
Social media is one of the driving means of promoting podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a large social media following, if you have a big Facebook following, you have lots of people that subscribe to your tweets and the rest of the vehicles out there, that's the best way to get your podcast heard. Social media has become a major force in promoting other media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the answer.
Yeah,
that's the answer to your question. It's networking. It's all social networking.
All right, let me do a little insight here. One of the names on the people list is Rush Limbaugh, and as I heard you mention his name and I saw him on the list, I was thinking about some of the whispering that people ought to know about who are fans of this format. And people, most of everybody knows, obviously, who Limbaugh is and why he is the important factor that he is in the format and in Americana, frankly. So this week, the week before, when he announced that he had stage four lung cancer.
Yeah, it was the beginning of last week, so it's like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So with that, we talk about the disgust and distaste we have for social media, but there already are in the talk radio world rumblings, rumors. A focus program, people are asking the question privately. They don't want to ever say it publicly. What happens after Rush? Even if Rush lasted another 10 years, but it shakes people to their core because Limbaugh has been the galvanization, if that's the right word, of especially the right wing, the conservative talk radio world. And without him, where does it go? I'm sure you've heard some of the speculation.
I'm asked that every day. It's not even people saying it quietly. I'm called by the newspapers, and not to mention people ask me privately, well, you know, where's it going to go? And my answer is time will march on. It will continue. Mm-hmm. It'll continue with or without Rush, as it will continue with or without anybody, and as the nation will continue after the Trump presidency. There'll be another president, and there'll be new people and new issues. I don't think that talk radio or talk shows on a media platform will go away, because I just think it's a generic, intrinsic, you know, main element of human communication. It's certain kinds of music might become unpopular. There'll be different times when different appliances are popular, you know, like the radio, the television, the motion picture theater, the newsprint way of presenting a news organization's information. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that talk shows, talk presentations will ever go away, because it's what we are as human beings, as the species. We're technologically oriented and we're verbal. And that's what talk radio is, the blending of verbalness and technology. You know, it's all part of the stew.
It's very good. You put it well. Thank you. We continue with our talk radio review, talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Are your credit card bills stressing you out? Are you at the end of your rope? Are you feeling like you have no future? What's going to happen? Hold on before you do anything silly. Just pick up the phone and call Credit Card Debt Hotline at 800-560-6760. You've heard a lot about these companies. There are a couple of them around that are pretty good, because they do, in fact, help you reduce your payments. Figure out what's best for you. If you're troubled, if you're worried, call the Credit Card Debt Hotline and see what they can do for you. They may be able to help you, maybe not. You won't know unless you call. Have the free consult, 800-560-6760. It's a good time. It's a good reminder to sort of take stock of where you are. Be intelligent about your debt and how you're carrying it and what you can do to maybe make it a little easier for you and your family. Call now. Free consultation. Debt Hotline. The Credit Card Debt Hotline. 800-560-6760.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Hunt Military Communities, the largest owner of private military housing in the nation, is celebrating the HEART program. or HEART, which stands for Hunt Embraces Activities, Resources, and Training, to provide services and resources based on the unique needs of deployed military personnel and their families. The Community Boodle Program encourages residents to craft care packages for their deployed family member, and Hunt employees will be mailing these gifts to service members this holiday. Valentine's Day can be an especially difficult time for spouses of deployed military members, and the Hunt Heart Program values the opportunity to show they care and spread joy this holiday. Hunt owns approximately 52,000 homes and serves more than 165,000 residents on Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Army installations throughout the country. Please join our station as we celebrate this program, giving back to service members and their families who sacrifice so much on behalf of our country. For more information, visit HuntMilitaryCommunities.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. All right, this is the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from this past week. I think we've done a pretty good job actually going over. I was looking for your thoughts about maybe more predictions, if we can, because Super Tuesday is coming up. The new, what is it, South Carolina, a lot of these, Utah, I'm forgetting who else is in the mix here in the next week or two.
We have Nevada.
Nevada. What do you think is happening down the road? Do you think Biden, people want to write him off? They're writing off Mayor Pete, writing off Elizabeth Warren for sure.
I don't think people are writing off Mayor Pete. I think that Bernie, Pete, and Amy are what you saw in New Hampshire is what's going to be the trend in terms of voting. Of course, Bloomberg is a wild card, and we'll see what happens. Right. He might be big. He might be a fizzler. He might be a kingmaker. We'll see. But I think Biden is in serious trouble, and I think that Elizabeth Warren is finished. The only reason I'm not proclaiming Biden being finished is I want to see what happens with his so-called firewall in South Carolina, you know, and how he does with minorities. But I personally think he was finished from the start. Biden has never won any election when it comes to running for president. He's run many times. He hasn't won a primary. He hasn't done anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, Donald Trump was correct when he nastily said that something to the effect of Joe Biden's career was resurrected from the garbage can of history or something by Barack Obama.
Something sweet, right.
It was a nasty thing to say, but it's true.
Mm. Yep. All right. This week, the Talkers chief here, Michael Harrison, does his MH interview, MHinterview.com, with a well-known talk radio, expert, talk radio star, Joe Pags.
Yeah.
Joe Pagliarulli. I never pronounce it. Pagliarulo, right?
Yeah, it's Joe Pagliarulo. He comes from Texas. He's originally from Long Island, like me.
Is he?
And he's a nice guy. He plays a saxophone, but he's a conservative talk show host.
Big deep voice, though.
Syndicated, and we talk about everything. It's mhinterview.com. It's a real good deep dive into the workings of talk radio. We specifically talk about
guy plays the sax, though. The picture on the look at the picture associated with the interview, Joe Pags is playing the sax.
Yeah, and I look like a guy that is in his band playing drums.
Yes, you do.
Brum, 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 brum.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's the latest one, and it's a goodie. Hey, so I'm talking
Michael
to you.
Harrison, MHinterview.com. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For us now to get into the movie business, the word is prey. Maybe, well, not that kind of prey. It's Birds of Prey, a movie that's been a lot of focus this week because it didn't do as well when it got released. A lot of people confused about what the heck it's all about. Chuck Curry is our movie man here to unravel the confusion. Right, Chucker?
I am. I had some time yesterday. I went to see it by myself. It was like two people in the theater, sort of an XD screen at the Cinemark in Strasbourg, where I live. And I got to tell you, Doug, for the most part, it's not a perfect film, but I thought it was a lot of fun. I liked the cast a lot. I thought Margot Robbie, playing the main character of Harley Quinn, was really super good. And all the supporting characters, including Rosie Perez, who has a pretty big part in this movie, I thought she killed it in this film. And I do think, even though, and I don't think, we talked about this many a time, how it's really unfair to judge a movie based on its box office, so it performed below tracking. It has nothing to do with me. I don't make any money whether the movie does well or not. I think this is going to be a big cult movie down the road, and I could see it playing at midnight screenings for many years to come. It has that sort of feel to it. So, you know, but having said that, I think the reason it did underperform is it's really not essential movie going. I mean, it's not like a new Batman or a Superman movie or a Marvel movie. A lot of people simply don't really know this character of Harley Quinn, so they probably just weren't that interested. But for people who are interested, I think they're going to have a good time. It has a really good, fun tone, and it's directed by a female director named Kathy Yan, who I think did a really nice job here. I like the film a lot.
All right, so you weren't shocked by anything. It was what you expected.
No.
A lot of times you go to a movie and you don't really get what you respect or what you expect.
I was pleasantly surprised by the fact that it did take its time to develop character, and even the supporting characters outside of Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn were pretty developed, and by the time the movie ended, you felt like you knew these people, and that's always a good barometer for me of giving a movie a positive recommendation. So it was good.
Yeah. All right. Good. Happy that you liked it. Are there a lot of Valentine's movies that will play Valentine's weekend? And I guess in that question is an implied, what do you think are the best Valentine movies in recent memory? Yeah, either or.
Oh, boy. I have to give some thought to that. I guess When Harry Met Sally was a big hit back in the day, and I think that would be a good one. I guess this weekend they're releasing a couple. One's Downhill with Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. That's a Valentine's-themed type film, I see, at least a romantic comedy. And there's another one with Liam Neeson. I don't know the title because I didn't look it up. That's being released. That's getting good reviews. That's also a love story, actually. So over the years, there's been a lot of them. They don't make... well, you can go back to the 70s. Remember Love Story with Ryan O'Neill? And that was a massive hit back in the day. Sort of had a sad ending, but that movie made a ton of money and touched a nerve when it was released way back, like 50 years ago.
Yeah, right. Well, I think
40 years ago.
A lot of people are looking for stuff to do this weekend, and I can't see in the current bill of fare a lot of romantic movies around. I mean, if you consider what's coming out this weekend? What's new in the...
Well, Sonic the Hedgehog... which I don't know if me or you are going to be an animated film. Sonic the Hedgehog comes out, and also that movie Downhill with Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus comes out.
Did you see what she said this week? She'd been interviewed a lot about it, and because the two of them were on stage at the Oscars last week, she said, "I've never liked his movies," and it was after he said how much
you told me that. Funny. Here's a story, a couple stories, why I think theatrical viewing continues to be a little bit of trouble in terms of streaming. Disney Plus announced they're going to produce a prequel to Star Wars Rogue One. That's going to air exclusively on streaming. And also they're going to do a 10-part series on the Mighty Ducks, which is going to bring back Emilio Estevez, who starred in those three films back in the day. The more Disney and Netflix get involved in producing original content like this, it's going to take a bite out of the theatrical habits of the general public. I really do believe that.
I just don't see. I don't know. It just, for me, it bugs me that all this stuff is around, because I enjoy the old traditional TV. Friday night, I agree with you.
You know, but the truth is, Doug, you can't be in two places at the same time. And the more content they produce for streaming, it's going to erode people going to the movies.
Chuck Curry is here. Movie.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.